Hi, Katie. In the other conversation, I found myself talking a little bit about a really interesting thing you seem to be doing with some app building and some interesting development on Mattermost. And I'd like to make sure that I got it right. So I'm wondering if maybe you could tell us what it is you're up to over there.
Hi, Brian. I am really happy that you asked me about this because it's a super fun thing to talk about, and I'm really proud of what we're doing and really what the students came up with, because this is entirely student generated. I just kind of jumped in and started interfering and trying to take it to other in other directions that I thought would be really cool. Anyway, so to get to the point, it all started with one of the TRU law third year students. I'm pretty sure he's in third year, Taha Patel. And his dad got laid off. So he was trying to help out with finding out what was available to help the family. And everybody probably knows there's, in the last couple of weeks, there have been a ton of different programs that have been rolled out by the federal government, by the provincial government, various other organizations, including city governments and First Nations and private charities. There's a tremendous effort out there to help out people who have suffered from the impact of this. And it's being done super fast, of course, because it has to be, it's exigent. And the result is it's pretty confusing. There's a lot of stuff, and it's hard to keep track of where it all is and how the different things interact with each other and what you need to do to apply. So Taha made a spreadsheet, and he describes it as, so our students make these things that they call CANs, and I can't even remember what it stands for, but it's basically what we used to call summaries when I was a law student. It's just making a little map for yourself with a bunch of case summaries and the rules in short form, and that's what people use to study for their exams and if they're open book to take into their exams. So law students start learning this in their very first year to kind of pull together, synthesize, condense a whole bunch of complex information. And Taha just applied that same skill to all of this complex information about the COVID-19 benefits. And he made this spreadsheet, which is a summary, and it's really great. Another student who happens to be my research assistant, Sarah Ewart, who's also very, very talented, she posted that on Facebook and I saw it and I said, well, this is great. And because, as you know, and as you mentioned, I've done some work with law students creating apps that are really what they are is mini expert systems. And an expert system is something that automates rules, and a legal expert system automates legal rules. So you collect together the rules. For example, in this context, it would be what are the eligibility requirements to get the new Canadian Emergency Relief Benefit, CERB. There's a handful of eligibility requirements. You have to be at least 15 years old. You have to have made $5,000 in the last year, and a couple of requirements to do with why you have lost your job or can't work. And then in an expert system, you kind of plug that into the system, and those rules work in the background of your expert system. So you have a user interface that asks the user a couple of questions, like, how old are you? Or are you over 15? And another couple of relevant questions applies the rules and then gives you a conclusion. And in that example, it would probably be a pretty simple conclusion, like, you are eligible and here's where you apply, or you're not eligible. And then you could combine that with some more complex things, like, can you also apply for EI? Which is better for you, EI or CERB? Should you apply for CERB right away and also apply for EI? So you can combine a few rules and logic steps and even calculations for things like, you know, how much are you going to get based on your wages, your earnings, because EI is a percentage of earnings, whereas the CERB is a flat rate. So that's what I kind of immediately thought of when I saw Taha's spreadsheet was some of this would be much more easily kind of navigable and user-friendly if it was in a form like that. So instead of having to go through the spreadsheet, which is great because it pulls together all this stuff in one place, but then you still have to, as a person who's trying to figure out what is available to you, you've got to kind of work through each of them and do your own application of the rules to your situation and say, okay, yes, maybe I can apply for that. No, it doesn't look like I can apply for that. And what the app would do is sort of facilitate that analysis by just gathering some bits of information from the person using it. And then it's got the rules built in, so the person doesn't have to go through that exercise, and the app will give them information that matches their situation. So we have done a couple of things. We are continuing, they are continuing to work on the spreadsheet, and it's turned into a sort of a bit of a crowdsource project, and a number of students are pitching in on it. And then there's a little team of us that is working on creating a simple app based on just a handful of the major benefits to try to roll out as soon as we can. And again, this really was all kind of the students stepping up and volunteering, and Neotologic, which is the company we work with to do the apps course, have been supporting us and just kind of jumped in. We're really enthusiastic about it. And I wanted to finish up by saying, you know, for anyone for whom this is relevant, who's going through financial hardship because of COVID-19, I just feel terrible for them. This is a disaster. It is a very, very frightening situation, but there is help, and everybody cares and wants to make sure that people who need help can get it as easily as possible and aren't kind of held back or slowed down from getting it by complicated rules that are difficult to understand. And I don't think there's any, you know, lack of attention to that on the government side or intention to create barriers. It's just that it's the nature of the situation that complicated rules are getting rolled out very quickly in an uncoordinated way because we're in an emergency and we want to help. So, and all of us want to work on something that is positive and putting something good into the world. And it's been like uplifting for us, honestly. There's a lot of things going on that are not uplifting. And I think we've all kind of found some brightness and hope in this. So that is my long-winded answer. And I hope that answers your question. Thanks a lot, Ryan.